Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Thoughts. I'm Jovan, and today's topic is perspective. Perspective is, in my opinion, one of the most incredible assets any person can have. It gives them the ability to fully actualize in whatever way they see fit. And the thing about this claim is that having perspective gives you your way of seeing, so you can't even be in a situation where you'll have unrealistic goals. Understanding who you are with an outside viewpoint, what your abilities and limits are, garners advantages to your own life. You happened to be born female or male, white, black, Asian, or any other pigment set. You happen to be born into a religion or culture that your parents raised you with. You happen to be born in the country and the neighborhood you were born into. You happened to go to school with people you now know as friends. You happened to have had the brain that you have, that makes you better at rhythm than problem solving, or better at math than social bonding. You were not, by chance, born into the body of a poverty-stricken North Korean, or stray cat, for that matter. You don't happen to be a fly that lives for one day and then is gone forever. You happen to have the most incredible opportunity on this planet at this time to be a human being in our current year, in a first world country nonetheless. The vast majority of people take this fact for granted. People are surprisingly selfish when they don't need to be, or focus on the little things that upset their whole day when there are countless others around the world that would kill just to be in their shoes. Now, once fully accepting this mindset as almost a worldview, it can be used as a tool in everyday life, most notably to help direct your emotions and thus your actions towards others. If you understand how shallow most emotions are, it becomes hard to hold on to them. Take road rage, for example. Someone cuts you off and it triggers anger. How dare they so rudely assert their dominance over you? It could be, though, that they simply didn't see you, or they had been cut off so many times that they finally broke and did the same this once. Even if it was an alpha bro with his top down, just owning the road, it doesn't hurt him for you to hold on to that anger that he created. If your goal in life is to be happy, then the way to achieve that goal would be to forget your agitator and move on. Remember, after all, you aren't currently dying from the Black Plague in the 1350s. Using perspective releases your grip on your ego. It makes you more empathetic. Most can do this when enthralled in a movie or novel. You can relate to a character who is nothing like you when you lower your guard on your identity and allow yourself to see what it's like to step into another's shoes. Lack of perspective is what made slavery so easy for the early white settlers. If a slave owner woke up one day in the body of a black man or woman owned to a farm, how do you think their experience would change them? Stay humble, I say. Carry on chasing goals, for it is the meaning you make that is the meaning of life. Get that people are ignorant of your experiences, but that you too lack their life. So we should all listen, appreciate, and understand each other. Short or tall, guy or girl, wealthy or poor, from every walk of life, we all got something going on. We all want love, and we are all just living our lives. Thank you for listening.